Welcome to Your Health to Go, brought to you by Demystifying Your Health, providing the clarity that you need. I'm Ashley Wood, registered nurse and author, your host. In each episode, we take a health topic that's important to you and break it down into easy-to-understand information. We also discuss the most common treatments and preventative techniques. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get started. Today's topic is Klinefelter syndrome. You and your partner are trying to get pregnant, but have been struggling. So you get tested by your doctor. They inform you that you have an extra X chromosome, and this probably is the cause of your infertility. How does this happen? Can anything be done to correct it? If you do have children, can you pass the defect on to them? All humans have 46 chromosomes, including two sex chromosomes that determine your gender. Females have two X sex chromosomes, or XX, and males have an X and a Y, or XY. In Klinefelter syndrome, a boy is born with an extra copy of the X chromosome, or XXY. This occurs in all of the cells. If only some cells receive the extra copy, this is called mosaic Klinefelter syndrome and usually has fewer symptoms. A rare form is having more than one extra copy of the X chromosome. This type results in severe symptoms. All of these are caused by a random error in genetic sequencing, not an inherited condition. Klinefelter syndrome results in impaired testicular growth, leading to a lower production of testosterone, which affects many things in the body, including fertility. Symptoms vary amongst individuals and can be mild, so the disorder isn't often diagnosed until adulthood. For babies, symptoms can include weak muscles, slow motor development, speaking delays, and problems at birth, like an undescended testicle. For boys, symptoms are taller than average stature, small firm testicles, small penis, enlarged breast tissue or gynecomastia, weak bones, low energy levels, tendency to be shy or sensitive, difficulty expressing thoughts or feelings, problems reading, writing, spelling, or doing math, longer legs with a shorter torso and broader hips compared to other boys, and absent, delayed, or incomplete puberty. For teens, they can have less muscle and body or facial hair than other male teens. For men, symptoms are low or no sperm count, small testicles and penis, low sex drive, taller than average height, weak bones, decreased facial or body hair, less muscular compared to other men, and enlarged breast tissue. Klinefelter syndrome can cause many different complications, like anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, emotional immaturity, impulsiveness, weak bones, heart and blood vessel disease, lung disease, breast cancer, other cancers, infertility, problems with sexual function, metabolic syndrome, autoimmune disorders, dental problems, and autism spectrum disorder. Treatment of Klinefelter syndrome is based on the symptoms. If caught early enough, testosterone replacement therapy can be started at the onset of puberty, which can stimulate the changes that normally occur. Unfortunately, this won't improve fertility. For boys with cognitive delays, speech therapy, physical therapy, and educational support should be considered. There are different medications or surgical options for men with enlarged breasts to reduce or remove the excessive tissue. For men with low sperm production trying to have children, a procedure, intracytoplasmic sperm injection, or ICSI, may help. This involves removing the sperm from the testicle with a biopsy needle and then injecting it into the egg. There's a significant amount of emotional aspects to deal with when you have Klinefelter syndrome, and there are several options for helping with this. The most important is to get psychological counseling. It's also a good idea to learn as much as possible about the condition. For boys, it's key to monitor their development and seek help from their doctor or school if you notice anything abnormal. In addition, be sure to keep all follow-up appointments. Encourage your son to participate in sports, physical activities, social opportunities, and group events. For men, it's vital to continue the relationship with your doctor to prevent any complications. When it comes to family planning, talk to your doctor about what your options are. It can likewise help to connect with others who have the condition since they'll understand what you're going through. There isn't anything that can be done to prevent Klinefelter syndrome from occurring. The key to preventing long-term impacts is to recognize the symptoms early so treatment isn't delayed. The earlier treatment is started, the fewer effects the condition will have. If you notice anything abnormal with your child's development, be sure to take them to the doctor as soon as possible. Being diagnosed with Klinefelter syndrome can come as a shock. Thankfully, there are ways to manage it. If you have any questions or concerns about Klinefelter syndrome, please speak with your doctor. If you'd like more information, please visit the National Institute of Health's National Human Genome Research Institute's Klinefelter Syndrome page. Thank you for spending some time with me today. If you found the material to be valuable and helpful, please tell your friends about us. We're on social media, so like and follow us there to stay up to date on our latest information. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter on our website. Stay healthy, and please join us next time on Your Health to Go. Now, time for the legal statement. Please keep in mind that the content we provide is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified, competent health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on Your Health to Go or seen on the Demystifying Your Health site. Demystifying Your Health does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned. Reliance on any information provided by Demystifying Your Health, its employees, others appearing at the invitation of Demystifying Your Health, or other visitors to the site is solely at your own risk. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately.